Okay, it's official. Your boy Pit Flair, THC Podcast, episode 10. Your boy Tertopia, the Powerful 33. And we're on the Labor Day weekend. And this night we have a special guest, my boy The Streets.
What's poppin'?
What's going on, brother?
Not much, man. Working hard. Life is life, man.
Yeah, man. Labor
Smoke
Day
weed
weekend.
Every day. Yes. Hey.
So we were briefly talking before we turned the mics on. How would you describe yourself? We were going to introduce you as a large contributor to the cannabis community, but I feel like you can sum that up in a better way. Talk about yourself a little bit.
This is what I hate to do.
What do you like to do, first of all?
Me? I'm just the average urban male, man. I just want to make money, provide for the family, and just live well. But what I do for the community is I provide entertainment services for the patients. Is that politically correct?
So would you say you have a platform?
Yes, I have a strong platform.
You're not necessarily an influencer, but you're allowing for
the influencers to influence.
Yes.
Yes.
You have a platform. And you have created a platform for other people to.
Yep. And we have one of the biggest platforms coming up, first time ever on the East Coast, New York versus Mass, September 22nd.
How did that get together?
Just shit talking.
Of course.
Did this happen overnight, or was this a planned?
Ten minutes of shit talking. My business partner, Mucho Classy Ass on Instagram. He stands by Mass. And okay. I stand by New York.
The reason
why I stand by New York, and I'm gonna put mine out there. When you meet him, you can talk to him. The reason why I stand by New York is they look good doing it.
Okay. That's fair. We're talking about what?
We're talking about the presentation of how.
Because it's still legal there.
No, New York is not legal.
No,
let's
medical.
Be clear. It's only medical. Let's be clear. You get caught with an eighth in New York City, they are going to lock you up.
That's why it has to be so presentable.
Yes.
Because it's so
legal. So I just stand by it because of, you know, the hustle of it. It just looks, to me, it just reminds me of California. Mm-hmm. How everything, the tables are set up and just.
It's all Cali weed.
That's, you know what? I'm not even going to go there. Because my New York people, they got bread, okay? They have ingrown farms, whatever the fuck you call them shits, where y'all sit down all day and grow weed inside. They have them. I'm gonna tell y'all this right now. Okay. So they have the money to do that over there, and they bring it. So I can't call it a Cali pack if they grew it themselves, can you?
If it's part of the collective, I guess not.
You see what I'm saying? It's only a couple of them that get down like that.
If you had a Cali plug, you would be a man.
I want to take a time out. My man over here, Silent Diesel, is the shit. I swear to fucking
we're smoking some sour diesel from.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, that's a Pure 207.
Yes. Pure 207, shout you out, baby.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Coming to see you, baby. Whenever I get a chance, I'm coming to see you. God damn it, baby.
So let's take it back a little bit. What really pulled you into the cannabis community, cannabis industry?
Can I tell you something? I'm going to give a big, humongous shout out to Red Star OG and Red Star Sambler. I'm gonna give a humongous shout out to Pounds. I'm gonna give a humongous shout out to A Hood Smokers Club. Those three entities gave me the leverage and the leeway to be able to maneuver how I maneuver. You know what I mean?
They were the first ones to say,
yo, bro, we know you do this. Yeah. So let's pull what you do over here in the music industry, and let's pull it over here. And I said, you know what, let's make it happen. And then from there, we just been working, you know what I'm saying? Pounds, they were the first ones to do a Jadakiss concert.
Okay, wow.
500 people, man. 500 people, 50 vendors, bro. 500 people, 50 vendors, all love in the building, man.
Right.
All of it is a mini summer jam.
Right.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
First to ever be done. You see what I'm saying to you? Red Star OG birthday party. 19 celebrities. I can't mention the celebrities' names because they might get whoopings from their parents.
Yeah.
But You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was lit. Never had it, but the cannabis community in New York or on the East Coast has never it's seen nice. A birthday party like that. It was 1,500 people. Birthday party.
What I like to describe this time as right now is it's the leap or get left behind.
That's what it is.
This is the going to the West to pan gold. This is that moment where if you don't forge a path, if you don't create some kind of entity, some kind of presence, you're going to be playing catch up. And everyone knows how that game goes. Playing catch up, you're never going to catch up.
You're never going to catch up.
It's like
you have to set your pace.
So go
and run your line.
Going back to the New York versus Mass thing.
Yes.
New York weed is Cali weed.
Facts.
Massachusetts is never going to be able to compete with New York weed if it's truly coming from California.
I disagree. I have been reborn.
All of the Massachusetts weed is coming from Cali.
This is
going to
be a good fight. No, it's not.
All the good cuts.
Motherfucker, you. No, it's not. No, it is not. No, it is not. No, it is not. No, it is not.
Why?
I'm down to listen. I have a strong opinion, but I'm down to listen.
Up until 2 weeks ago, I said to myself, New York has the best weed on the East Coast. Up until 2 weeks ago, I changed my mind. It's all about the grower. I've learned that now.
Yes.
It's all about the grower.
He's right.
And right now...
You preach that too. It's all about the grower.
Right now, you got some dudes in Massachusetts and in Connecticut
that are doing
growing fire that's putting Cali weed on its backside. So it's like, I'm home with mine. I'm never going to be a switch hitter. Mm-hmm. So if it's where I'm at, it's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Home is home. Mm-hmm. This is where I'm staying. We got gas over here. I'm convinced we got gas.
We do. We have good growers.
Next is going to be Cali versus, it's going to be East versus West. We're going to meet in Colorado somewhere. Make it happen because it's going to come to that.
It's only
so long that we're going to be suppressed. And, yo, listen, Cali weed is grown in abundance. This is what I'm realizing. And in Mass on the East Coast, it's micro growers. They're only allowed to grow so much indoors.
But all these guys that are growing good gas, all the good cuts and all that stuff, they're not being created on the East Coast. That's the thing.
I'm going to tell you again.
They're all coming from Cali. These are guys that are sourcing clones from Cali.
Nope. We got somebody over here that gives people clones.
What you mean?
Are they created himself, though? That's the thing. All these, like, the cookie G3. Cuts and...
Where that came from? Let's go.
G3 is a cookie cut.
Yo, let's talk about the Boston versus Mass thing. Boston versus New York thing.
New York versus Mass.
I'm high as fuck, man.
Here, get higher.
Yeah.
So back to that.
What are they going to do? What's the competition
all right,
about?
All right. The competition is six. Oh, that, what the fuck is that? I'm going to smoke that.
It's my greenhouse.
I'm not smoking that, bro.
Why it look like that? It's my genetics, man. That's why, genetically fucked. That's why I'm so strong on
this shit.
On
look
where
crazy.
It's coming from.
Yeah, the powerful 33. Yeah, this man. Yeah, Instagram popping. Powerful 33. Go holla at him. Oh my god. Yeah, all right, threw me off. So back to this New York versus Mass. So my business partner's strong in his Mass wave, and I'm strong in my New York wave. So we just took it and said, you know what? Let's mesh the two together. Let's see if we can make an event and mesh the two together. He was like, yo, let's go with the boxing thing. His father is a boxer, is a famous boxer, Moochie Starlet.
Great.
Okay. Marlon Starlet. So he wanted to go with that thing. You know what I mean? And then from there, it just took off. So how we're going to do it is going to be, it's three judges. We're going to be announcing the judges this week. You know what I'm saying? It's three judges. We probably got about 12 auxiliary judges.
They're going to smoke an L and go ahead up?
They're going to smoke an L, head up.
And
this is what it's
going
to be. This is what it's going to be. No bite in the tongue. No nothing.
How many rounds?
It's one round. Head to the face. It's only one bud. You only placing one strand. This is my strand. What you got? This is my strand. Judge, step up. This is what it is.
But they're gonna smoke it.
They're gonna smoke it.
Okay.
We don't smoke it. We keeping it simple. We kissing this one. We keeping it simple because that's what the community lacks. Everything is so technical. When you make it simple for everybody to understand, it, I feel like it gets more love. You know what I'm saying? Because they can understand it better. Like, yo, his hit better. It tastes better. But his got me more higher.
Could you do a blunt rolling contest?
I'm into that. I just don't know how to.
So Turp Town did. I won the blunt rolling contest at Turp Town. So Turp Town basically just did a free for all. Most impressive. And I kind of thought that, like, there was nothing wrong with it, but there can be a lot more guidelines to it. PVS also did a blunt rolling contest where they
Shout out to Dirty Dave.
Where they did a time blunt rolling contest. What if you just did, like...
I'm with it, bro.
Like...
Put it on paper and let's make it shake. I'm with whatever. I'm with whatever. I actually need y'all to actually do a podcast for me.
Yeah, we're done,
so
bro.
So I'm with whatever. And that's how we gonna advertise it. Like, see, but see how we just did that?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it started. And that's how it grew. Do you see what I'm saying? It started from 6 vendors. Now it's 40 vendors. Like, where the fuck did all this shit? It just happened like that. That's right. The community responding to it. It's something that they want. You see what I'm saying? It's not nothing that we really wanted. We were just going to keep it between 6 and just talk a little shit.
Now, now going back to the event, what are the features of that event? They got the contest. Is there going to be food? Is it going to be music? What's going
on? We're keeping it cannabis, man. We're going to keep it cannabis. We're not going to have any rapping, any singing going on.
No music.
We're going to have music.
DJ.
We're going to have a DJ.
Okay,
shout out my man, B. Davis.
Okay, cool.
We're going to have a DJ, but we're not going to have this go around. We're not going to have any entertainment.
Yes, okay.
Safety.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, not even safety, but just we want all the attention to go to cannabis.
So what about safety? That's my question.
Oh, safety?
Is
we tight. We tight like a nun before. You heard?
Okay, okay.
So, you heard? On top of security, what if someone gets too high? What happens? Are they left to their own devices? Do you guys have... You'll call Uber for them? You got a... you have a way for them to get home?
we actually going laughed about deep. This. Nah, for real, that's how my business partner thinks. Shout out Mucho Quasi Eyes.
Yep.
We're going to have a paramedic on standby.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think anything is going to... God, pray to God that it don't get that deep.
Yeah.
But sometimes it
hopefully
does.
There's some responsible adults.
We have perfect ventilation. Shouts out to the ventilation in the building.
That's going
to
be my next question.
Yeah, okay.
Shouts out to the ventilation in the building.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So shouts out to the central air in the building. So we have these things. There's two exits in and out. You know what I'm saying? It's very controlled. It's spacious. It shouldn't... It's only 250 tickets, by the way.
Okay.
By the way.
Oh, that's a fact. We need to talk about that. Man. Just elaborate on that.
Elaborate on that. 250 tickets. It's only 250 tickets. 250 people will be able to experience.
So this is an exclusive event.
Yeah, it's exclusive.
247.
Yes, literally.
So it is what it is. You could go to Bud Brothers Collective, bud.brothers.collective on Instagram. Hit them up and
the homie, shout out,
you know what I'm saying, and reserve your tickets and just link up and make it happen, because they're not going to last long. The DMs is going bananas. Yeah. I don't know how many has sold thus far because I don't pay attention to that. But I'm pretty sure that they're selling. I'm pretty sure that they are selling. But shit, regardless if they don't, it's going to be dope. You know, we got Dope Magazine. They're going to step in. High Life Magazine.
So will there be a photographer on site?
Yes. We'll have a couple photographers on site. Only photographers, though. Your cell phone cannot be out.
No, not allowed.
You can't be on your phone. We'll have a cell phone area for you. And we're going to have a smoking area for you, like for cigarettes and shit like that. I hate cigarettes. I hate them with a passion, but, you know, we got to accommodate everybody.
Are going to be any munchies available?
Oh, man, we got Chef Toy. She's going to be in the building.
Ooh, okay.
We got top shelf party pouches. They're going to be in the building.
Okay.
That's
very important, man. A lot of people like to go out, smoke, and eat, and smoke more.
Listen, we got so many. We got what is it? God damn it. Oh my goodness, it's so... We got a couple of food vendors. Listen, I'm a fat boy. I stand by it. That's my Instagram. Eat, pray, trap. That's it. And I'm telling you, it's gonna be a good turnout, bro. We got you guys coming out. You know, we got a couple of other people. We got THC couple, the high couple. We got them coming out, Dank and Dabby. We got them coming out. We got things of that nature. My man 2O's from So Raspy, D Black, he's coming out. We got JD Kiss brother coming out. You know what I'm saying? My man Beat the Odds. You know what I mean? My man K Rosewood, he's gonna come out.
We're gonna try to do, man. I don't know if you guys are okay with that, but we're gonna try to do a podcast up in there, man.
Yes, hell yeah, we're gonna set up a table. Yeah, we're gonna be asking a few questions. Jumanji in the building.
Right.
Jumanji is in the fucking building. You gotta set it up for real.
If anything, just do a compilation of us asking questions.
Yeah, asking questions to a bunch of people.
I need y'all in the building because it elevates the culture, bro.
Yeah,
facts. This is unheard of right now. Y'all got your foot on necks and keep it there. And by the grace of God and my help, we're going to go even harder.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
it, bro.
My business partner, him and his side of things is super strong. They just did a hair show with Rick Ross. You see what I'm saying? So it's a lot of good things on this side that I just think that we could just bring to the community. And not just the community. I'm going to say our community.
The Beast Coast community.
Yeah. They have their own community on the West Coast. I love it over there.
I want to love it over here too.
We're still forming the community.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. I want to love it over there, man. You go over there, oh my God. It's just love in the air all over the place. Although it don't matter where you go, whose dispensary you go to, it's love all over the place, bro. Love all over the place. And the reason for that is everybody understands what everybody's trying to do.
Right.
That's what I want to happen over here.
And now that we're talking about shows, guys, don't forget, we will be at that cannabis show.
Yep, September 15 and September 16.
So basically, just come check us out.
I'm in the building. We're
going to have the marijuana show.
Stupid.
Have you ever heard about the marijuana show?
The marijuana?
The marijuana show is a show from California, right?
Yeah.
It's like the
shouts out to the marijuana show.
It's like the equivalent of the Shark Tank, but for cannabis.
Oh,
so you go in and pitch in your cannabis idea, and these people.
Fucking dope.
Yeah, we're going to be there first row. This gentleman right here is going to be auditioning for that show.
So you brought this idea up earlier, is once you start talking about cannabis, it kind of gets shut off corporation-wise. Mm. What about talking about whole health? Like a holistic medicine.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest.
Where marijuana is a small slice of that pie.
I never indulged in the science of that, but I heard it's pretty dope. I'm a diabetic.
The idea behind it is we use nature.
So I'm gonna keep it a dollar with you. I'm a diabetic.
Mm-hmm. You don't fuck with edibles?
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
But I get high, you know what I'm saying? So when I went to the doctor 4 months ago, my A1Cs, your A1Cs is your inner workings, like your pipes and your drink, like your shit. Like, you know what I mean? My shit was 11.4. I went back. My shit was 6.7. That's damn near perfect.
There's certain strains of marijuana that help control your insulin.
And this is, listen, so I'm starting to realize, and I feel this. So boom. That whole 4 months, I was fucking up with my insulin. I just ate different and just blew hella weed. I take my morning shot and my night shot. I didn't take my other shit that they tried to make me take. So I'm starting to figure out, like, yo, it's your food and your diet, and goddammit, it might be this fucking cannabis that's really... So now it's funny that you ask that, because in my head, I'm physically really starting to feel like, yo, weed has some type of property in it that...
Make
helps.
You feel, yeah.
So we've talked about this before, but I'll definitely talk about it again. Truly believe, and I think I can convince anybody, that cannabis is the missing part of the human diet. We all have cannabinoid receptors. That's why if we eat cannabis, it affects us differently than if we ingest cannabis. Dogs have cannabinoid receptors. Other animals have cannabinoid receptors as well. Cannabinoids are produced in multiple different plants. They just happen to be concentrated in. If we flood our system with cannabinoids, it's like unplugging a computer and plugging it back in. It's like a reset.
Yeah. Thanks.
So I definitely think the whole point of us having cannabis in our system, whether it's smoking it, ingesting it, is that it's a missing part of our health. It's a missing part of regulating
everything. I do believe it helps. helps with attitude. It helps with a lot of different things. Shouts out to cannabis.
Certain strains.
Shouts out to cannabis. Yeah, cause AZ don't help with nothing.
What we've done.
AZ don't help with nothing at all. Whoever made AZ needs to be slapped in the face. When I see the nigga AZ, I don't know if that's his name that made the AZ strain. I'ma slap the shit out of you. I had many sleepless nights and headaches.
I know you were talking the last night about AC too. You hate that strain like that?
Man, listen, man.
But that's an old school strain, man.
I used to fuck with that
back in the days, man. Remember that was the one that was compressed?
Yep.
And all that shit. You remember that AC to Arizona?
Fucking Arizona. Yeah.
Remember that week?
You Arizona ever smoked and that? Cisco.
I think so.
Yeah. Let's take it back to what you were saying.
He doesn't remember. You want to know why?
We're all high, man.
Because this is the THC podcast.
All right, so let's change up the subject. You believe in aliens?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no, no, hold on. Let me flip it. Let me flip it upside down.
Right now. I'm going to fuck them up right now.
I got you. You ready? The earth is flat.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wait. Let's go with the alien and then the other stuff. Aliens first. Okay.
Listen.
I see the looks. The alien look. The staring.
I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm trying to say, listen. No, but do I believe in aliens, though? I believe in other things, like other life forms, so I guess I would have to say
paranormal.
I wouldn't call it paranormal, goddammit. Are we paranormal?
Because
it's they shit. If they're from there, then that's they shit. So that's where they from. If they from Jupiter,
ghosts,
then they from
ghosts. You believe in ghosts?
Oh, ghosts and shit? Oh, yeah.
Paranormal, yeah, ghosts.
I thought that was...
No, aliens and shit. He just jumped from aliens to paranormal.
Y'all fucked me up.
I know.
Paranormal. Oh, definitely. I believe in that. I believe in God. I believe in ghosts. I believe in demons. All that shit. This shit is real.
Have you ever done DMT?
DMT? No, I have not.
Do you know anything about DMT?
Not really. Not really.
What's that?
Shrooms is a part of my diet.
Do you microdose? Or do you just eat like
bang
it and trip?
Bang it
every once in a while. Ounce.
Oh. Yeah.
How do you feel about microdosing?
Explain to me what microdosing is.
Taking small amounts, not enough.
Oh, I've done that. Yeah.
You feel a little wavy.
No, you know what?
I did that before.
I did that before the party. Because I was like, damn, when I'll be at the house, I took a shroom one day, right? Mm. I took a shroom one day. It was inside of a Tootsie Roll. I ate the whole Tootsie Roll. It was like, this is a rapper from Atlanta named Trouble. He has a song called Ready. Chop on side of me, ready. Mm. I played this song for 9 hours straight on repeat with a blanket around me, rocking back and forth.
Holy shit, dang.
Was that one of your first times doing?
I was done. Giggled the whole night. Bro, listen to me. Listen to me. I said from there on.
Little by little.
Yeah, I take a piece of the cap.
Did you fuck with shrooms too?
Yeah, so.
It's clean to me. It don't show up in your urine, right?
I think it does. I think it gets out fairly fast.
Oh, okay. I told him I ate a pizza.
I also think that they don't really test for it. I told him I ate a bad pizza.
They played me!
I definitely think, like, there's this whole theory behind, you know, we came from monkeys, and the whole idea that we came from monkeys.
I ain't come
monkeys.
From no fucking monkey. I know you, that fucking monkey.
Do you think we share at least the same...
Stupid. Goddamn monkeys.
You don't think we're related to monkeys at all?
Listen to me, right? Listen to me, right? Are we related to aliens?
We don't know aliens exist. We can prove that our DNA with chimpanzees is
how?
98%.
Because they got arms?
No, we have 98% DNA. We are genetically the same as a chimpanzee
for
2%.
Man.
And we're not saying
a monkey is a fucking monkey. A human is a fucking human.
It's like a
God
wolf
fucked
and
around.
A dog.
That was probably a pet for us. And
wait. You say wait. You
a
know
monkey
what you
was probably
you
like
it's
our
like a
slave.
Wolf and a dog. That's
no,
that's
hell
a,
no.
That's a good theory
a monkey,
to say.
I just
but...
figured it out. I figured it out where monkeys came from. Monkeys were supposed to be the original slaves.
Really?
It has to be. He just said they what? 90 what?
We're like
98%.
We're a significant amount where we're genetically the same.
They probably were supposed to be the same.
But to be fair, we're also significantly close to a shrimp as well.
See what I'm saying? This is all this smart shit.
See this?
You dig what I'm saying? This is all this smart shit. Listen to me. A
you don't
cat
think
is
we
a
share
cat. A
common,
dog is
a common
a
ancestor
dog.
At all?
Yeah, all the time. Everything. Listen to me. God is great, so he creates great things. Every life form, everything took some consideration. So taking that into consideration, he probably wanted to make a fucking monkey like a human, and he made a fucking monkey like a human. Why is the monkey not evolving? All these fucking
they
centuries.
They are evolving, though.
Motherfuckers can't talk. They can't.
They're starting to use tools.
Okay.
It's been documented.
That keep it up.
They can write as well.
Keep it up. Keep it the fuck up.
Because this is us teaching them.
Keep it the fuck up.
No, not even that. They're starting to do it in the wild. So the idea
but
behind
that. But it's us teaching them. Humans are teaching them.
All monkeys die.
So the idea behind that is monkeys.
All monkeys gotta go.
Started eating a large
amount
of mushrooms.
I'm wearing monkey coats.
Often they started eating mushrooms like.
Think, fuck the monkey.
And they
fuck the chimpanzee. Fuck the gorilla.
Mandrills.
Fuck all of them. They're fucking. All right, y'all keep playing around. You're gonna be held hostage by some fucking monkeys.
Do you think if you were to eat mushrooms enough to trip every single day, do you think your brain would eventually change?
Facts.
That's the
brain and changed already.
That's the theory behind why monkeys.
Nah, fuck that.
Monkeys
do you? And now that's the question.
Now, guess what? Now, I wish a monkey would. I wish, monkey, you're gonna die. Or listen, this is a PSA to all monkeys.
Yo, what a chip?
Fucking write on a piece of paper in front of me. I'm blowing your head off. That's all I gotta say. Straight up.
No.
I'm not playing.
A chimp is strong enough that it could rip your arm off.
You see that? You let a chimpanzee write name on a piece of paper in front of me?
It's gone.
It's dead. That's too much power. He knows what he's doing.
Going back to the question, I like that question.
That's dope.
If you take mushroom like every day, if your brain change, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
now,
right.
If you smoke weed every day, will
your
brain change?
It does.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
How?
I think what happens
some is... Some motherfuckers get stupid acting.
It allows your brain
you
to...
Me? Some people that don't
got shit going
for themselves.
But like maybe you think different. Maybe you sleep more.
I think it's the missing component. It's like if you drink too much caffeine.
Haywire.
Yeah. Like just we don't need to constantly be high, but if we have
fine tune it
marijuana in our system, if we have cannabis in our system, I don't want to say it changes our brain, but it allows us to operate at an optimal level.
That's
here's
a
the
fact.
Thing.
I think mushrooms develop your brain. I think mushrooms
back to these
change,
mushrooms and these
change
monkeys.
Your synapses, change how connections happen. I don't think marijuana has that capability.
33. Let me find out you working with the monkeys.
But listen, some people
going
back to what Terp said, some people
I got bubbles at home.
Some people say, oh, if I smoke, I focus more.
That's a fact.
Yes, how you true.
That's a fact.
If I smoke, I want to clean. Like, it has to have some type of, like, activate your metabolism for certain people. Because if I don't want to clean shit. I want to lay back and relax.
I mean,
people told me I smoke and I do whatever it has to be done.
It allows you to operate at an optimal level.
Facts.
I like.
Now, if you smoke too much, like you hit that point when you smoking. When you hit that
down.
Point, you feel like, ooh, that's that. That's right. What he's saying. That optimum, that you're not high, but you hit that feel good. Now when you go past that, that's this right here.
Right.
Yeah.
Like what we're at right now.
Right.
Yeah. Of course.
Now, if we keep smoking, eventually we're going to hit that wall and be like this. Mm-hmm. That's overload. That's too much. Who want to be like that? I don't like being like that.
But you can be, you have to be honest. Sometimes we need those days.
Well,
I
want to
overload.
Oh,
right?
That's a fact.
Today I want to be like, I just want to kick back and
not pay attention to nothing. And
whatever.
Yeah, that's
you've been there.
Right, absolutely.
You've been there that you fall asleep because I've been there. I fall asleep with the blunt and I'm like, oh my God, I fucking burned myself. Like, I've been there.
I don't know if I've ever been that tired. I've been days where I've wanted to just eat a large amount of vegetables.
Wake up 12 hours later this weekend.
Edibles?
So when you ingest edibles, do you ever find yourself feeling paranoid? You feel heavy?
Like heavy paranoid?
Heavy paranoid.
Even if you're by yourself?
Facts.
And oh, wow.
Don't let people be around me.
Yeah.
Oh.
So most of the time, what I've found is edibles made with distillate.
Ooh,
they they're the ones that induce that paranoia.
I don't know what the
feeling.
Fuck that is.
Distillate is a type of
whoever the fuck's putting distillate in their edibles
and
whooping your ass.
No, with oil.
This one.
Oil.
So distillate is a type of concentrate. Just just like we have BHO, you have marijuana butter, you have just a concentration of THC in a separate product.
Should I be whooping their ass for that?
No, it's a good, thing. It's a good, thing.
I take it back.
So, distillate is just THCA. THCA is the chemical compound that gets us high. Okay. It does nothing else. It gets us high.
That's what you want.
That's what most people want. But if you ingest too much of it, what it does is it overloads your cannabinoid. Your cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids. Bang! There you go.
It overloads your cannabinoids with just one aspect. It's like how water is healthy for you, but if you break water down to hydrogen and whatever and oxygen, you can't just ingest hydrogen. So it's the same concept where it
shouts out to water.
It's that if you have too much of one thing, it's not good for you. So with people using distillate, yes, is awesome because it has the component that gets you high. But if you mix it with something else, it's going to take away that paranoia edge.
Seeing how we're going to talk about edibles real quick, out of everyone here, what has been your, honestly, you could say the best edible you had? And best experience from the edible.
Okay. It's a company out of New York called Tasty Treats.
Tasty Treats. The logo is yellow. I know who you're talking about.
Tasty Treats.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. What they make, brownies?
I fell asleep at the
What they make, brownies or cereal bars?
Brownies, cereal bars. They make them to your order.
Like, what did you have that made you
What is this shit called?
Oh, Captain Crunch.
The Captain. Ooh. I had the Captain. Then Tiny Medical Delights in Mass out of Connecticut. Tiny Medical Delights.
Yep.
They shit. Those two people right there, I've had good experiences. Now, it's another company whose shit is just way too strong. I can't remember their name. I'm going to tell you in a minute.
How many milligrams?
I think they're lying. I think they're lying.
Because you say you're the one that you eat the whole thing.
I ate this. Is it black?
No, it's fully wrapped. I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna let y'all know what it is. But listen to me, they're lying. Whatever they say is
what
they
ate.
I ate a cookie, a cookie, and it fried my stomach, my soul, everything. I couldn't stop.
I
was just like, real talk. I see them and I walk away from them.
But what do you look for with an edible?
I don't know. I'm fat.
You just ate it like this the whole thing, or you take little?
I'm not in this to eat pieces. You know what I mean? You don't eat dinner and eat pieces of your dinner.
So let me ask you. Seeing how you're saying that, have you ever had a punch bar?
Whack.
Yeah.
This is whack.
Have you ever had a Dapsila?
Whack. Punch bars, no juice.
Because they're made with shitty oil.
Punch bars, no juice.
Packaging.
Punch, holla at the THC.
You'll get some good ones.
Podcast.
Got some good ones.
Punch, holla at the THC podcast. Get them some shit because you need to rectify yourself. The Beast Coast fat guy is not accepting it.
Okay.
It's not. I paid for it too. That's how you so you know. So you know I got a problem. I didn't get him on the arm.
Follow us at THC Podcast with two T's. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on all major platforms, podcast platforms, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitchers. I'm watching this dude right here trying to kill some bugs in Jumanji. It's like a hot ass day. This dude has a torch. This dude has a torch. The other one has a lighter. This is crazy.
Coming out of the...
There you go. She's mad right now. Watch, she's mad.
Dude, it's everywhere,
bro. This is fucking Jumanji, people.
It is Jumanji. People think we're joking, man. When we say Jumanji, it's Jumanji.
Let me move my shit.
Sit right, out guys. Here. Sit out here. Sit out here.
Yeah. I don't want to sit over there. I want to sit right here.
I'm sure they are around.
Let me cut this light off. Shit is getting funky.
Back to that cannabis show, right?
Yeah.
That cannabis show that is held on September 15 and 16, we're going to have the pleasure and the honor of being there with full media access. We're going to be in booth number one in front of the stage. We're going to have access to interview Jay. I have a difficulty saying his last name. From Super Troopers. From the movie Super Troopers.
That's dope. That's dope.
We're going to have the chance to interview him. We're going to have the chance to talk to the people from the
marijuana show. Let's see if we can get him there on the 22nd, man. I'm for everybody, man.
Okay.
I'm for everybody.
You have another event you were talking. You have one close coming up, right?
Oh, I have one in New York coming up with A-Hood Smokers Club.
Yep, yep.
You could go catch them on Instagram. We got one on the 7th. We're doing it for the kids.
Yep, yep.
We're doing a back-to-school drive, book bags,
okay,
pencils, pens, clothes, whatever the, you know what I'm saying, whatever you feel like donating, just, you know what I mean, that's your entry. So,
okay,
you know what I mean, it's a small entry fee, but you can't vend without donating something. You know what I mean? You gotta
give back.
That's why I fuck with A-Hood, my man Queen's Finest. Shout out to Queen's Finest, you know. Good dudes, I said, it's people in the community that's about forward in the community, you know. It's a lot of good people in the community.
Yeah.
It's dope. I never thought it was like this.
It makes me wonder what other communities are out there like this.
Yo, and it blows my mind every time. Yo, they're going to have no choice but to respect it, because it's going to keep happening. So you might as well respect it. You know what I mean?
We've been having all this conversation about cannabis, and we haven't asked you, what's your favorite strain?
It's that sour diesel.
Yeah? No.
Dollar, that's sour.
Your favorite strain, that if they told you, hey, I got this, and you run to get it.
Girl Scout cookies.
Who?
Girl Scout
cookies. DSC. So it's safe to say, are you a sativa or indica guy?
This is my business partner. I be talking that shit. I don't.
No, you're going to learn something. Now you're going to learn something.
So I can guess off of saying, because you like Girl Scout cookies, you like to feel relaxed. You like that face melting right behind the eyes.
Like
to feel creative and energetic. You want to feel
right,
you want to feel like you're melting into this moment.
Yes. Shouts out to the
indica.
Awesome boys.
So you like indica.
Animal cookies.
You like indica. Sativa, I will say, and I'm not
so
a weed
indica
expert.
Indica is what?
Indica couch.
In the couch.
You would prefer
I'm gonna put
a pure
indica. T-shirt that says that.
And how we describe
indica
sativa
equals
sativa.
In the couch.
Like the exact opposite. The sativa is like having a good cup of coffee. If you have a true
that
sativa,
that you know you smoke that weed and you right
looks
away
terrible,
get like.
But it's very energetic and you feel creative. You can't sleep off of it. It makes your mind kind of race. If you're prone to paranoia,
either, no.
I don't want that.
Nope.
So guys, all right. So for the cannabis show, we are going to ask you guys to just DM us 5 questions, or just questions in general that you want us to ask anyone there. It could be something from something so small
to something knowledgeable.
From the dude from Super Trooper, from the people from the show.
The only stipulation is you also have to send us a picture of your hands. All right, so here's another subject, since you're kind of... kind of in touch with the New York culture. How you feel about Tekashi
6ix9ine? Oh, wow. We went there. Ooh. Get the strap.
Ooh.
Let me look at your face.
Your overall opinion of him.
I fuck with Danny.
That's his real name, Danny?
So, as an artist who is Tekashi 6ix9ine, I fuck with him. He's doing his job. The name of the business is called Entertain. It's called Entertainment.
Yeah.
Not Gangster Mint. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not Real Life Mint.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Entertainment. He is entertaining. So therefore, he's doing his job to do what? Provide for his family.
Do you think 50 Cent had any influence on him? They put out a video a few months ago. Right,
do you like that song, Get the Strap?
I like the song, Get the Strap. He could have did better, though, but that's him. Everything with him is a ploy. He
it's
is an entertainer.
It's a clout.
Like, come on. Let's be for real. He's an entertainer. Who is Treyway to him?
Treyway is the manager, right?
Is an entertainment company, first and foremost. Treyway is not a person. I want everybody to understand that. Treyway is not a person. Treyway is a company. It is a company. Now, if you ask me who is Shoddy to him, I don't know Shoddy. So I don't know what Shoddy's
Shoddy is. Shoddy's the guy who looks like...
The ball guy. Yeah.
He looks like
Haley. I don't know who he is to him. I'm assuming that he's a savvy businessman.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know him to say anything about him.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
I think he's the money man.
I mean, if he is, shouts out to him because he's handling business.
He's got to have some kind of push somehow to be able to operate the way that he does. Whether it's that billboard money and that's allowing him to walk around with 60 bodyguards, or some kind of actual ties to people who are threatening, people that he allows him to act foolish but still go to Europe and sell out. He probably made more money than most of us will ever see in our fucking life. But what do you think in that one trip to Europe? He probably went and collected $500,000 from each sold-out show.
And that's entertainment.
He's getting out there and dancing in his underwear.
He's getting to his money.
Do you think he runs New York right now?
Entertainment.
Don't give me the entertainment question. Give me a yes or no. Do you think he's the one running New York right now? What do you think right now?
It's entertainment. I try to stay away from that energy.
I hear you.
I try to stay away from that energy because it's entertainment. So at the end of the day,
that's what hip hop came about. It came to entertainment. No more lyricism.
I'm not
no
from
more.
New York. Mm-hmm. I'm from Hartford, Connecticut.
But you have ties to
New York. I have strong ties.
You understand New York culture. That's why I asked.
So therefore, I say this. Whoever's handling him is a certified businessman.
I agree. He's a product.
Doing a great job, bro.
And doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. Tekashi 6ix9ine is a product of whoever
he is.
And he's a good product. That's the thing, he understands.
Now,
that.
And it's more of him. Don't think there's only one. They have another one. Treyway has a whole another one. So it's a machine. It's an actual company. So don't. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it is what it is, man. Everybody could be mad at this kid and you're arguing with
too.
A kid. But fuck the money. You're arguing with a kid. You're a grown ass man.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You're arguing with a kid. Let an entertainer be an entertainer.
That's my favorite part.
Let entertainers argue amongst entertainers.
He'll say, will you look like beefing with a kid with rainbow hair?
So what do you think about that Ludacris beef?
But when
I saw that and then I saw Ludacris doing a freestyle, I'm like, what are you doing, Luda?
He probably got an album coming out, it's marketing. Yeah, you see? Like, listen to me, bro. Two worlds that don't even need to be near each other. Come near each other? Come on, it's entertainment, it's the media, man. The media is a beast. It can make you believe anything. I could say I slapped you all over Instagram right now.
Yeah.
Everybody gonna believe it, bro.
You see that whole video now? You see that whole video now that Kanye is co-signing Tekashi and people are like, oh, wow.
Because they're recognizing first off, he's 9 for 9 on the fucking Billboard.
He's a cash cow.
You got to respect him. So guess what? He's in the ranks with them now. He's up there. You got to respect him.
Do you think there's an opportunity for them to collab, Kanye and him?
It's going to happen. Kanye will are going to happen. All of these, he's a superstar. He's a superstar. It's going to happen.
But Kanye is kind of like Kanye,
you know?
He's
a superstar. You got to do a song with him.
If any super producer is going to do a song with Tekashi,
you got to. Swiss
gonna
is going to be,
gonna be
some Swiss beats. He's going to be on everybody. That's how the machine works. When money is spent, it don't matter if I like you or not. Let's get to this bag. I know what the bag is going to come in like after I make this smash for you. You get what I'm saying? So that's what it is. It's not really a relationship thing. It's an entertainment thing.
Work.
And once everybody steps their mind back and just be like, yo, this kid is an entertainer, I think they'll be a little bit more relaxed and just let the kids enjoy him.
Right.
He's not for us.
Right.
That's right.
Let's be clear. Mm-hmm. I have yet to see anybody over 30 talk shit about this kid.
This is what hip-hop transformed into.
Do you get what I'm saying? It's like, yo, let him be for who he's for. Now you talk about Nas, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
You talk
about Hov, I'm on your heels. You talk about Big, I'm on your heels. This is me. I'm not going to defend him. I can't. My son can.
Yeah.
My daughter can.
Yeah.
You feel me? I can't defend that because he's entertaining their generation.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, you'll catch me bouncing around. I like Fifi. It's fucking funny. If you can't laugh at that, something is freaking...
If you can't laugh at that,
but you can laugh at smile, bitch. Right. Smile, bitch. Come on.
Right.
You can laugh at that because it's coming from a comedian. But you cannot laugh at this shit. Fifi,
because
I got kicked back and she like me. She don't... He's fucking being funny.
Right.
Enjoy the shit, man.
Right.
He's got rainbow hair, man.
Right.
I'd love to chill with the nigga for a day.
I would too.
You know how much bullshit would happen?
Right.
How much attention he gets
right.
just from his hair alone?
Right.
People don't even know him. And they be like, why your hair like that?
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? Come on, he, and I don't think he's a bad person.
Shout out to Tekashi if you're listening, bro. We would love to talk to you, man. Treyway, hell yeah, man.
I don't think he's a bad person. I just think the way that they're going about it, the marketing is you know, is kind of Interscope-ish. You feel me? It's gangster. It's gangster music. They're trying to use the gangster aspect of it, but it is what it is. Once again, it's entertaining the kids, man. Hmm. Let them kids have their music, man. That's some clown.
What do you think? We talked about this one a little bit. What do you think about the Mayweather versus McGregor?
Oh. Round two. Shit. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Are they talking about doing a round two?
Yeah.
Round
two. Somebody showed this. In boxing again? You showed this shit in the restaurant. Listen to me.
PR.
Shout out to PR Cookies, man. I'm gonna pay my left kidney, my right leg, all my toes, my ears. I may even give him a testicle to watch this white boy choke Floyd out.
But they're going to box? Oh, man.
MMA?
Listen to me.
Wow. Listen to me. It's only right. Kinda get your shine on. He punched you all in your fucking face. You better rear naked choke monkey slam this motherfucker. Right.
For an extra 3 seconds.
Yo, for real. It's your time to shine, bro. Get it going. And Floyd knows it. Floyd, respect the big bag, because I know they're gonna throw you a bunch of hundreds of millions. Huh? They're gonna throw you a bunch of hundreds of millions, Floyd. But I'm paying everything. Floyd, I'm paying everything. I'm sorry, bro. You've been beating people up for years. THC Podcast. They're good over here.
So guys, don't forget, if you do want to go to that cannabis show and you are inquiring where to get tickets, where you can get access, just go to thatcannabis.com.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what you're going to get is a standard package, and you'll also get a premium package. If you do want to go and you are interested in experiencing more to the show, buy the premium package. If you use the code THCPODCAST with one T, you will receive 50% off towards your premium package.
God damn it, baby.
Yeah.
50%?
Yeah, we got that.
And if you guys are also questioning where you can reach that, if you cannot reach that, I mean, just
DM us, one of us will figure it the fuck out for you.
Exactly.
Yep.
All the information is knowledge.
Can I take a dab, please?
Absolutely.
I mean, what are you working with over there?
Courtesy to the POW.
The POW. Ping!
We got some diamonds.
Yes.
Let me see those.
I never... Can we get a lighter sign? Don't put that big-ass light over here so these Jumanji bugs can't attack me. I'm straight. They ready in here. They are ready. Savages. The weed, long, oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air.
It's safe to say that you like to dab more than smoke.
I don't have a rig.
Oh, okay.
I don't own one.
Going back to your body to the event, what's the time you guys open doors?
1 to 4. Doors open at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Yep. Four. So if you got your ticket, if you're one of the 250 people, and you got your ticket,
is there some parking provided?
Hella parking, dope security. See, all that fly shit makes an event. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Anything that's memorable.
So you guys heard it here, THC Podcast. We're gonna finish this blunt.
It's almost a wrap, man. Labor Day weekend. We got the homie Street 33, Tertopia, your boy Pit Flair. It's been a hot ass night. We cover the upcoming event, Mass versus New York. Pretty sure a lot of people will talk about this and gonna have a lot of opinions, a lot of comments, a lot of.
That's all we want. We just want the community to buzz. Not for us, but just.
I personally think it will be like once this episode is out.
Yo, because that's all it is. It's a dialogue. It's making people talk with each other that would never ever talk with each other. Now Lord knows what will happen. Yeah.
Now you say it on tape. You solidify your answer. You're on the New York side.
I mean, to be honest with you, home is where I'm at.
I'm gonna go with my Mass side. What side you gonna pick, brother? That's good. We're right there. Let's put people on the spot.
It's good weather in Cali.
Who you gonna
right
go
now?
With? You gonna go with New York or you gonna go with Mass?
I heard there's a lot of fires in Cali though.
It's good weather. That's the good weather. That's the heat.
This is like ESPN right here. You have to pick up a winning team before the thing happens.
I'm going
to
say New York is going to stand
tall.
I'm
going to say Mass.
I think New York is going to stand
tall. Why do you think? You're being quiet out there. You're kind of like...
because it's realistically...
Shout out to Kush Kids Entertainment.
best brain, it's probably going to be New York that wins.
Terp, what do you pick? You're going to pick New York or Mass? Are you going to leave it a tie or are you going to leave it a 3-1?
It's going to have to be a tie.
Yeah. Holy
okay,
shit.
Okay, so like two New Yorks and two Mass. Okay.
I like that. This is going to be funky.
I like that. And it's been said the episode is going to come out. And
just remember, if you're trying to get a ticket and reserve your spot, mm-hmm. go to bud.brother. With a SBROTHAS.collective on Instagram, DM, I think a link for, what is that called? Eventbrite, they handle all that. A link is going to go up, but, you know, 250 people, first 100 people that buy their ticket, you know, they get a gift bag, a hefty gift bag, apparel, everything, hefty gift bags, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah. And one last thing, this is a great event, and it's at a good sportsmanship for all the people yeah. competing out there.
Yep,
we're gonna come out and have a great time. No need for hate. No need for no need for nothing negative. If you're gonna brag, negative. Let's keep it positive.
Let's
man.
Keep it
you
positive.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I know. Just take it easy, man. It's just cannabis. We're all in it.
We got 6 strong competitors right now. We got 38 vendors.
Mm-hmm.
We got 10 sponsors. We got 13 judges. We got 3 main judges. The main judges that are deciding are the 3 main judges. We got just celebrities that are coming through to just weigh in and give their opinion on what it is. So you're gonna, it's different levels of how you're gonna hear it. You're gonna hear it from some of your favorite rappers.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Oh man, I don't know, your weed not good. Uh-huh. It's that time. How you know your product good if ain't nobody telling you?
That's
so it's like quality
bro.
Control. Every 6 months we're gonna do there a quality go. Control. Bro. It's quality control, that's all it is. Hey, shout out to everybody that's doing it.
But somebody gotta tell you something. It's the only way you improve. It's about the community coming together, everybody meeting people that they never met before. That's what it's really about.
That will be interesting, man.
That's what it's really about.
That will be the moment to see.
I'm going to ask strangers to show me their hands.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, as a quick wrap-up, we appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. THC Podcast, give us a follow. We're on all platforms. Streets, boom. Thank you for joining us.
I'm here, bro. We're going to make it lit.
Terp 33. Have a good night, guys.
Yes, sir. Take care. It's a wrap.
Adios.
THC Podcast, episode 10.